You're listening to SBS News.
Kayla Heffernan never has to worry about forgetting her keys. The Melbourne woman has two chips in her hands, which she uses as her house keys, office swipe pass, and more.
If it's 30 seconds of pain, not even, for the guarantee that I can never ever forget my key, okay, that seems worth it to me.
Kayla is part of a growing community of so-called biohackers. She had the chips implanted as part of her research into the intersection of technology and the body.
So as with anything going into the body, there's of course a risk of infection, which is why we would recommend always to get it done at a piercing place, or some people go to their doctors with them. But once it's in bioinert glass, so that it has a very low risk of the body rejecting it.
Advancements in transplantable and insertable technology go beyond mere convenience, though. As part of National Science Week, a range of bionic devices have been on display at a Humans 2.0 event in Melbourne for people to experience before some begin clinical trials. Swinburne University's Dr. Chris McCarthy, part of a team developing a bionic eye, says he's hopeful about recent progress.
We're right on the cusp of a generation of technologies which is really going to augment the way we perceive the world and also enhance, particularly for people who have lost capabilities.
Advancements in bionic technology have meant the focus shifting from basic functionality to now mirroring human-like qualities. And while the technology is nowhere near perfect, it means scientists are on track to make the gap between man and machine closer than ever before. The University of Melbourne's Dr. Alireza Mohammadi uses 3D printers to develop lightweight bionic hands that interact with cells in the body.
In the next step, we will add sensors, tactile sensors, pressure sensors, and temperature sensors in the hand, and that we can get the feeling like a human feeling, and then send it back to the brain.
Renee Beale of the Royal Society of Victoria acknowledges the advancements are certain to raise ethical questions in the future.
There will be decision points that we have to make in terms of whether we want to keep what our genetics has given us, or whether we want to actually enhance that.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.